It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications. I'm Otto. A man named Jason Hurley was arrested on July 26th on burglary and meth possession charges in Beverly Hills, California. After being taken into custody, he told police he was former Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver frontman Scott Weiland, and the police believed the man. Police even actually fingerprinted Hurley, which should have set off red flags that he was not, in fact, Scott Weiland, whose prints are in the California justice system, especially after Hurley's fingerprints came back as belonging to Jason Hurley. Despite this, the LAPD press office apparently did not know about the fingerprint results and wrote a press release touting a celebrity arrest, that of Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots. Hurley has now been sitting in the LA County Jail, claiming to be Weiland and being believed for the past 3 weeks. Beverly Hills police were unaware that they had misidentified the man, who was in custody, until TMZ reported the story last week, and the real Scott Weiland fired back on Facebook that he was in fact in a recording studio and not in jail and threatened to sue all parties involved. The Beverly Hills police have now released a statement admitting to their mistake. Full coverage of the story is in the Rock Report blog. Slipknot have unveiled their new single, The Devil in I, over the weekend. You can check out the stream in the Rock Report blog. The band also revealed the details for their upcoming new album. According to the band's Facebook page, the disc will be called 0.5, The Gray Chapter, and will be out October 21st. In addition, the album's artwork and track listing have also been unveiled. Right after revealing the full album details, the band also announced dates for a full North American tour, dubbed the Prepare for Hell Tour with Korn. Dates include a November 8th stop at Madison's Alliant Energy Center. Tickets go on sale September the 5th. Wayne Static has announced his solo band will be hitting the road for a co-headlining tour with Power Man 5000. American Head Charge will be opening on the bill. Dates include a November 7th stop at Madison's High Noon Saloon and November 8th in Kimberly at Savage Fest. Also over the weekend, Gwar announced a 2014 North American tour. After taking a short break to properly mourn the loss of frontman Dave Brocky, a.k.a. Odorous Arungus, Gwar will march on with new vocalist Blothar. Dates include the September the 12th at Riot Fest in Chicago, and then they'll begin their full trek with Corrosion of Conformity. That tour will include a November 21st stop at the Rave in Milwaukee. And the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge continues to sweep throughout the rock world. Motley Crue, the latest to take part late last week, and used the opportunity to call out Kiss, Def Leppard, and Aerosmith to not only take part in the challenge, but to do so on stage. Kiss and Def Leppard, who are on the road together, both accepted the Crue's challenge over the weekend. In addition to donating $10,000 each toward ALS research, Kiss challenged Elton John, Rod Stewart, and Deepak Chopra. Def Leppard, meanwhile, challenged U2, Prince, and Whitesnake frontman David Coverdale. Aerosmith has yet to respond, though they do have a gig on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Sammy Hagar did the challenge as well, using the opportunity to challenge former bandmates Alex and Eddie Van Halen, and Rush's Geddy Lee did the challenge with his bobblehead after being challenged by Les Claypool from Primus. Video of all these are in the Rock Report blog. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.